Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. This is Apostle Deborah Dean with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries. I am so delighted on today to have another opportunity to study God's Word on today. Tonight we're having our study in the Word, the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries study in the Word. I would like to, first of all, give reverence to God who is the head of my life, to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to everyone in their respective places. I just thank God again for being here. I just thank God for being on our radio broadcast in the mighty name of Jesus. We want to get ready to call our Bible class to order tonight. I want to have a song, a scripture, and a prayer. If you just give me just a minute, please. Thank you. Just 1 second, please. Okay, I guess it doesn't want to play today. I don't know what's going on here. Yep, Lord. I need the oil. I need thee. I need thee, bless me now, my Savior. Lord, I come to thee, I need thee, I need thee, every hour, I need thee, bless me now, my Savior, Lord, I come to thee. Scripture reading will be coming from Psalm 69. Save me, O God, for the waters are coming in unto my soul. I sink in deep mire where there is no stand, and I am come unto deep waters where the floods overflow me. I am weary of my crying. My throat is dry. My eyes fall while I wait for my God. They that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. They that would destroy me, being my enemies wrongfully, are mighty than I restore that which I took not away. O O God, thou knowest my foolishness, and my sins are not hid from thee. Let not them that wait on thee, O Lord, God of hosts, be ashamed for my sake. Let not those that seek thee be confounded for my sake, O God of Israel. Because for thy sake I have bore reproach, shame covered my face. I am become a stranger unto my brethren, and an alien unto my mother's children. For the zeal of thine house have eaten me up, and the reproaches of them that reproached thee are fallen upon me. I have just read you from Psalm 69, from the first verse down to the ninth verse. May God richly add a blessing to the readers, the hearers, but most of all the doers of his word. Lord, we come on tonight humbly before your throne of grace, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin that we've committed against you. In the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we come on tonight, Father, asking you if we've offended anyone, if we hurt anyone, if we caused anyone to stumble, Lord. We ask your forgiveness right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to search our hearts, our minds, in our spirit, if there is anything in there that should not be, Lord, we ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. We ask you to create in us a clean heart, renewing us a right spirit and a sound mind on today. Lord, we first just give you all praise and glory. We magnify your holy name on today. We glorify your name today, Father. We just give you thanks. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness on today, Father. We love you, Father. We love you today, Lord. We give you all praise and glory, Father. We just love you today, Father. We adore you today, Father. Now, Lord, we come asking you now to bind up the strong man on today, Father. We bind up the strong man now in the name of Jesus, Lord. I ask you now to bind him up, every negative and evil thing, every wicked thing, every negative and evil thought. Lord, I ask you to bind it up on today. I ask you today to bind up every demonic work, every demon on assignment. Your assignment is canceled today. Bind up every demon, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We ask you on today, Father, to bind them up and send them back to the pits of hell where they come from in the name of Jesus. Lord, I'm asking you today to let devil decrease, that the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit of God, can teach us today, Lord. Let me decrease 100%, Lord, and let the Holy Ghost increase 100% to teach us and to take control of our Bible class on today, Father. Father, we ask all these things in Jesus' name, Father, and for your glory. Amen and amen. I just thank and praise God again for God, for the Lord God. I thank God for Jesus on today. I thank Jesus for the Holy Ghost today. I am so excited on tonight for what I know he's going to do. Not what I think he's going to do, but what I know he's going to do. God is mighty in battle. He is an awesome God, and he is battling for us. He's waging war for us, and I thank him today. We're going to get ready to go. We were studying on the names of God last week, and we're going to continue studying them on today. I have so many of them, but we're going to continue to, because everybody should know the names of God. Because when you know the names of God and you know his attributes, you will know all about God. You know what I'm saying? You will know Jesus. You will know the things that they do. You will know how they'll fight for you. They'll go to battle for you. And all of these, all of that have names. You know, all of them have names. So, you know, I just thank and praise God for, because he is a Savior, he's a Deliverer, You know, he's the anointed one. He's Jesus Christ. You know, just it's so many names and things that we could call. They merciful, loving, they good, holy, faithful. You know, all of the attributes. They do all of the fruit of the Spirit. So when we know the names of God and know the scripture where to get them from, then we'll know how to pray more, better. We'll know how to go to God and what to ask God and what to expect from God, you know, in his promises and things. Today we're going to start with Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healed it. And God does heal. He is the Almighty God. He's God all by himself. He's the healer. Now, he can heal instantaneously. He can heal just by miracle, by miracles, you know. He can heal, say the word. He didn't even have to say the word. He's a healer. You know, if you just know that God's going to heal you, we're healed by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But God is a healer. Hallelujah. God is the healer. He's our medicine. If we would take him as that, you know, God is a healer. But right now, God wants us healthy, but God also wants us holy. He wants us healthy, but he wants us holy. A lot of that scripture, and I have a lot to that, but a lot of the scriptures come from Exodus chapter 15, verse 26, 2 Chronicles chapter 7 and 14, verse 2, Psalms 41, verse 4. Psalms 103, verse 3. Psalms 147, verse 3. Isaiah 19, chapter 22. Chapter 19, verse 22. Isaiah chapter 30, verse 36. Isaiah 57, verses 18 and 19. Jeremiah chapter 3, verse 22. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 14. Jeremiah 30, verse 17. Matthew chapter 8, verse 7. Matthew chapter 10, verse 1. Luke chapter 4, verse 18. All of these scriptures are related to healing. All of them are related to healing because we know that God, Jesus, healed the woman with the issue of blood. He called Lazarus from the dead. He healed the young lady. They said she was dead, had been dead, and he healed her and so many other instances where God healed, where Jesus healed, and God did too. So God is our healer. And when we sick, a lot of times we don't think on calling on God, but we should for everything because God made our bodies and he knows exactly what's wrong with us. And he made us in his image and likeness. So a lot of the stuff that's happening to our bodies, a lot of it, we kind of do it to ourselves. We worry. We don't get enough sleep. We don't eat right. We don't exercise. It's all kind of stuff. But then the enemy is just creeping around, just waiting for something, a chance to hurt your body and afflict you and stuff like that. The next name, that was Jehovah Rapha. This is Jehovah Shalom. The Lord is peace. The Lord greeted Gideon in peace, an altar, and named it the Lord is peace. That's over in Judges chapter 6, verses 23 and 24. And you've heard of the blessing, shalom, from Jewish friends and acquaintances. You know, shalom means peace. It means peace. More importantly, it means the Lord, our peace. Where does the shepherd lead his sheep? Besides peaceful still waters, he leads me. Besides he leads us beside the green pastures. You know, he make me lie down beside the green pastures. And that's in Psalms 23 and 2. When our heart is content, when our heart is content, we're at peace. And where does that peace come from? Come from the grace of God. Come from God. There is no man more discontented than one who is not experiencing the grace of God. Only in Jesus will you find security, sufficiency, and serenity. Only in Jesus will you find that. The scriptures there for Jehovah Shalom is Genesis 49 and 10, Judges chapter 6, verses 23, 24, Psalms 4, verses 8, Psalms 29, verses 11, Proverbs 16, verses 7, Isaiah 26, verses 3, 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, verses 16. That's Jehovah Shalom or Yahweh Shalom. You know, some people say Jehovah, some people say Yahweh. Psalms 139 and 7. This is a Jehovah Shammah. The Lord is there. Or Yahweh Shammah. The Lord is there. Psalms 139 and 7. And it asks, whether shall I go from thy spirit? Or whether shall I flee from thy presence? I sure want to be saying it right. 139 and 7. Says, whether shall I go from thy spirit, or whether shall I flee from thy presence? If I ascend unto heaven, thou art there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, thou art there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell into the uttermost parts of the sea, even there shall that thy hand lead me, thy right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Yea, the darkness hid me, hideth not from thee, but the night shineth as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to thee. So we're talking about the Lord is there. The Lord is present everywhere. I mean, he's present everywhere all at the same time. That's God. Nobody can do that but God. God is omnipresent. He is everywhere. Somebody says that God is a circle whose center is everywhere. There is not a murmur, but that he hears it. I mean, just you can think it, and God knows it. Everything, he sees everything. He knows everything. I mean, anything. He's omnipresent. omniscient. God is. The Lord is there. And the scriptures here is Genesis 28 and 15, Ezekiel 48 and 35, Psalms 23 and 4, Psalms 46 and 1, Psalms 139 and 7 through 12, Jeremiah 23, 23 and 24, Amos chapter 5, verse 14, Matthew chapter 18, verse 20, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, John 14, chapter 14, verses 16 and 17, Acts chapter 7, verses 48 and 49, Acts chapter 17, verses 24 through 28. I'm talking about Jehovah Shammah, the Lord is there. Next, we'll have Jehovah or Yahweh to Seth, the Lord of hosts. Wait a minute. Yeah, the Lord of hosts. But Jehovah Sabbath literally means the Lord Almighty. It speaks of the sovereignty of God over all the power of the universe. You know, it's a good thing, a blessed thing, where you know God has all power. All power. I mean, he's in control of all power. When you think you have power, you better be saying it's not by my power nor by my might, but by the Spirit of the Lord. But when the enemy shall come in like a flood, God lifts up a standard against him. We can't do that. It's God. It's just God. I mean, he has all power now. He give us power to tread over serpents and scorpions. He give us power. Wage war against the enemy. He give us power. But what beats the enemy is the name of Jesus and the blood of Jesus. That's what beats the enemy. That's what keeps us with victory against the enemy. And God said we would. But God gives us power. He don't leave us powerless. Believe that. We have power. We just have to use the power that God gives us. We got to use it. David understood the greatness of God when he went against Goliath with five smooth stones and a slingshot. David said to Goliath, "Thou comest to me with a sword and with a spear and with a shield, but I cometh to thee in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of the armies of Israel, whom thou hast defied." That each of us will have this same conception of the God in our battles. But God fights our battles for us. But when we battle against the enemy, when we come up against the enemy, when we being attacked, you know, it's hard sometimes when we being attacked. But we have to stay focused and know that it's a fixed fight. God already won. We already have the victory. We just have to hang in there. We got to stand there. We already got victory. We have victory over the enemy. Mm-hmm, we do. But we have to stand like we know we do. If we fear, if we anything, because, you know, there's some people that's not really ready for fight and all that kind of stuff. They'll go through their trials and tests and stuff, but they want wage war against the enemy, and everybody can't do it. They should be able to, but everybody can't, because when you wage war against the enemy, you got to be ready to fight. I wage war for my family. I wage war for my members, for the members. I wage war for the end-time men and women of war. I wage war against the enemy, because he coming to try to take and steal. He come try to, he's the accuser of the brethren. He's a liar. And we can't keep letting him do that. And believe me, he's sending out imps and wimps and demons and all this kind of stuff, but it's no match for God. It's no match for the power of God. So we have to keep that in our head about that, because when we know this word, when we know where to find this word, we can whoop that enemy with this word of God. I'm telling you, you got to be able to take the word of God and put on the whole armor. Put on the whole armor of God and fight the enemy. Mm-hmm. Then we have Jehovah Tiskanu, or Yahweh Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness. And I was telling, I think, I don't know who I told, but the other day I was praying, I heard the Lord say righteous judge. He hasn't given me, that's all I heard him say. But I know he's going to tell me what he mean by that. This kind of brings me back to it, righteous judge, Jehovah Tiskanu, the Lord our righteousness.
You were praying online.
We are not. Really?
Yeah, and you were praying online when you said that.
Okay, I don't know. But I still don't know what it means. I want God to just tell me, and I know he will. I got to be a little more patient with this. It keep coming up. I still see that righteous all the time, and I hear it. So I just want to know what he mean by it, or what he want me to do or say or whatever. But righteous judge, you know, and it's, that's a good thing, because he is our righteous judge. God is.
Uh-huh. Absolutely.
But we are, we're not righteous in our in of ourselves. Our righteousness come from God and from God alone. Jesus imputed his righteousness into us so that we can see God. For we see God in Hebrews chapter 12, verse 14, and it says that without that we can, without holiness, no man would see God. 2 Corinthians 5:21 says, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. And that's great. You see, if you are a child of God, you are holy. And that's the blessed part about it. Because we want to be holy. People saying, well, it don't take all that. And we have to do it. If God is holy, we want to be holy as much as possible. Nobody is perfect but God. But we need to be striving to live a holy life. You don't have to have dresses dragging the ground and all that, because some of the women that have those dresses dragging the ground, honey, is out there doing all kind of stuff. But we have to, our heart has to be right. Outer man, the outer appearance is what we see. But God looks at the heart. We can't tell people heart. Some of us got strong enough discernment to see, but I'm saying if we pray and ask God for the discernment, we'll know how people are too. But God, we should want to live holy. I want to live holy. And you know, set apart out for God. Not to just be over here cute and all this kind of stuff. I want to be set apart unto God. I don't care what nobody else say. You know, and, oh, you know what? You need to start letting your legs show because you got a husband. Honey, we're going in our bedroom. He see my legs. I ain't worried about that. And I don't always wear dresses all the way down to my ankle, but I don't wear pants. So I wear what God convicts and put in my heart to wear. I'm an older lady. I ain't trying to catch nothing. Not a cold, not nothing. I'm trying to catch my father and impress him and to please him. So I'm going to try to do everything I think that can please God. That's what I, and when we all should want to do that. And I'm not saying you can't wear pants and all that. I'm not saying that. Because I've worn for years, and they was all tight from when I was young. But when you know better, you ought to do better. When you know better, oh, a couple of people said, girl, you ain't saved. You got them tight pants on, and I told them off. Yes, I am saving. This isn't it. No. I was, but I wasn't close, you know, like I am now, you know, because we'd be so far away, and God be pulling us in. He's saying, now, come on now. You gotta loosen them up a little bit and this and that. And so my thing is, I'm 61 years old, and I thank God for it. I'm not finna go around in some pants on and tighten all this stuff. I want to be pleasing to God. The apostle up here in the bedroom, I'm talking about God in heaven. You see what I'm saying? I'm just trying to be pleasing to God, to him. And that's what we should try to do. We should try to live holy, the best of our ability. And we have some young women and young men out here. They're young, and they going to live because we live. And I'm not saying people are old as I am, but I'm saying when I was young, I lived and did what I did. So when I repented, and I'm trying to live for God, and I've never been bad dad, but I did have so many flaws and everything else. And I just thank God that he gave me an opportunity to repent. He gave me an opportunity to confess and renounce, and I thank and praise God. The Lord, our righteous judge. Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was, I first started going to church and, you know, didn't know anything about having a relationship with God back then. Didn't say, you know, I'm not saying that I used to wear a bunch of hoochie skirts or anything like that to church, but I remember always being taught to just, you know, focus on my relationship with God. And through my obedience, as I continue to grow in God and my relationship grew with God, those things like that, like, you know, the way I dress, the way I act, the way I talk, because I love him so much, as I continue to grow in him, the desire for those things that I was doing or the way I was dressing or acting in the world, I didn't have the desire for that any longer. So I just share that because, you know, through our relationship with God, you know, those things would change as well.
Absolutely. And through other people's testimonies, it helps other people through your experiences, through my experiences, through everybody's experience, when they say it, when they testify about it, it helps others. It helps others because some people think they're going through it alone. You know, until I'm the only one like this and I'm going through this by myself. No, you're not. No, you're not. Everybody been through something. I've been through this stuff I haven't told my children. Some stuff I was telling my daughter the other day. I had never told her stuff like that. I kept it to myself, and thank God that he saved me. Because, honey, let me tell you, when you go through what we done been through in our younger years, I'm telling you, you know it's nobody but God that saved you and brought you out.
That's right.
That's your... Go ahead, baby. Yeah, that's Jehovah. The Lord our righteousness. Is somebody saying something? Yeah, Jehovah Tiskenu, or Jehovah Tiskenu, the Lord our righteousness. Mm-hmm. And the scriptures for this is Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, Jeremiah chapter 23, verse 6, Psalms 4, verse 1, Psalms 5, verse 8, Psalms 28, oh, Psalms 40, not that either, Psalms 24, verse 5, Psalms 31, verse 1, Psalms 36, verse 10, Matthew chapter 6, verse 33, Romans chapter 4, verse 22, Romans chapter 5, verse 18, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30, 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21, and Philippians chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord our righteousness. And next we have Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will provide. And that's something all in itself. That's something all in itself, because we know God is our source. We know He is our resource. God is everything to us, and He does for us. You know, we might go through, and God knows when we need what we need to go through. God, you know, some things people go through. And I feel like if somebody else went through it, they probably wouldn't be able to make it. Because it weighs heavy on some people, heavier than it does another. What I walk through and what I go through, a lot of y'all may not be able to go through that stuff. What somebody else goes through, I'm telling you. But because God is our provider, He is our source. He is the person that gives us what we need. I mean, we have jobs and things, but they're not our provider. They're not our source, because we can work every day and won't have enough to do anything. I know people work 2, 3, 4 jobs and still don't have enough, because that job isn't what provides for us. God is the provider. I think I was telling you last night, and one night, you can pay your bills and still not have lights or gas or heat. Car won't start up. Or, you know, you can do all these things, but if God say no, it means no. Jireh is from the Hebrew word as Moriah, Moriah, which is the name of the region where God sent Abraham to sacrifice Isaac in Genesis 22. In Genesis 22, verse 11 through 13, we read, an angel of the Lord called unto him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here am I. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the land. Who is talking? Somebody talking? Lay not thy hand upon the land, neither do thou any thing unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God, seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thy only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. And Abraham went and took the ram and offered him up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. God provided the lamb, and Abraham called the place Jehovah Jireh. God is our provider. And, you know, that was so awesome, because for God to tell him to use his son to ultimately let him know that if I had not provided the ram for you, you would have had to use your son. So I am Jehovah Jireh. I am your provider. I do provide for you. I provided this ram for you instead of your son, because Abraham loved his son, Isaac, very much. And not only that, God provides everything for us. You know, I just feel like he gives us what we need. He gives us some of what we want, but he gives us what we need. I remember a couple of times I was needing money to pay a bill or get gas or something. He would give me the exact amount. I may have 50 cents down. I'd be saying, Lord, I wanted this, I wanted that, but you asked for this. That's why I stopped asking for what I need, Lord. If the bill is 35, Lord, can you give me 135 or 85 or something so I can have $20 left or something? Because God was providing just what I needed, just what I asked him for. And another thing, when you ask and pray and you tell God to do something, when I tell you, whatever it is, you better make sure you doing what you do, because God will do it, because I did it for my daughter. I was asking him to pull her out the street. I said, pull her out them streets, Lord. You got to stop her. Pull out. And when I tell you, he put her right in jail. Well, it just tore me up. It tore me up. I was saying, not like that, but who can tell God what to do? Because God knows what's best for me, my daughter, every one of us. Whether I meant that like that, he knew what I meant, but he was doing things for her welfare and on but her behalf. Even though I prayed and I was praying after him, he was still doing things for her benefit. You know, that's why when I pray, I'm careful. I'm careful when I pray for every one of y'all, and I'm very careful. I'm careful most of the time when I pray and I ask God to bless y'all. I ask God to cover you, cover the houses, the apartments, the cars you drive, stuff like that. But I don't go in deep because God knows. He knows. And he knows what's best for each one of you, because God is our provider. He is. And so this is where I am with it. A lot of times we all want money to go, and a lot of times we are women. We want money to do other things like that. God will do that too. He'll let you find money. When I tell you, God will do, he's our provider. He provides shelter for us. It may not be what we like and want, but God is so good with doing things. He is so good. And then you could be on your last or whatever it is. You can be almost about to get evicted, and God will step right in. He'll step right in, I'm telling you. And you can even get evicted, and God will still step in and provide. You know, he's just a God that do things like that. He's a God that's in control. He's a God that knows all before it happened. He said, before you ask me, I would have already answered. Before you can even ask, God will answer you, will bless you. You can just think, hallelujah. You can just think about it. He already knows what's in our hearts. He already knows what we need. When I'm saying Jehovah Jireh, he supplied everything. He say, Don't even think about what you're going to eat, what you're going to put on, where you're going to sleep. He said, I got you. We don't turn it all the way over in his hand. We be trying to think about what we're going to cook tomorrow and all this kind of stuff. I need some buttermilk. I need to run to the store and all that. God showed me how to make my own buttermilk out of some milk, sweet milk. So don't tell me he can't. Just like he provided Abraham a ram instead of Isaac, I had some sweet milk. And I said, Lord, how am I going to make this cake, this cornbread? I think it was a cake. I had to use buttermilk, and I didn't have any. If I'm telling you right here, right now, God showed me how to make that sweet milk into buttermilk, and it worked. He's our provider. Little things when you don't think he provides, God provides. I remember when I was young, Mama used to send me next door to Miss Burkhouse, go over there and ask her, do she have an egg or do she have, but if she had to just trust to God. You can make hot water cornbread on the stove and you don't need an egg. See, God provides a way for everything we need. Everything we need. I remember one time when I was young, my lights was off. It was hot. And my stove was electric. So what I did was I went outside, I got the barbecue pit. I started a fire, cooked like that. God is a provider. I didn't think about it then. My mind went on it then. But God is a provider because we didn't miss not one meal. I fried chicken outside. I fried fish outside, potatoes. We might have been hot, but it's okay. He's a provider. And he controls the weather. Every now and then a cool breeze will come. Just grateful to God for the wind. Because before it was an air conditioner, before it was a fan, hallelujah, it was God, our provider, Jehovah Jireh. It's God. But we done got so modern these days, we depend on the internet, we depend on telephones, we depend on television, we depend on DirecTV cable, all this kind of stuff, all this stuff. Years ago, they didn't even have it. They had a radio. And half of the time, it didn't work. You didn't have these things too, but God gave man knowledge to make all this stuff, to invent all this stuff. Now we need it. If we lose our phone, we messed up. We don't know nobody's number. Just messed up. But we have to know, we have to depend on God. And that's who I depend on. Oh, I know Apostle give me just what I want. But I don't depend on the apostle. I depend on God. I do because God has shown me over and over, down through the years, that you better depend on me. You better trust me. Stop putting confidence in man. Man will fail you. And I keep repeating this. I don't know why. Why? I think I said it last night. No, I dreamed not something. But stop putting confidence in man. Put confidence in God. Even your husband. Oh, we supposed to trust our husband to a certain extent, but even over that, you trust God to make your husband do what he's supposed to do. Because I trust God. I trust God. I mean, it's not like I don't, you know, believe other people will do what they say they're going to do. But the word of God say, don't put your confidence in man. And when you do, he going to show you so. Because he showed me so much. So I have to do what he say do. He's Jehovah Jireh. And then we have so many other names and things for Jesus. You know, I got so much. God has blessed me with so many things. And God's promises are his guarantees. His glory guarantees us provision. His glory does. Over in Philippians 4:19, and I'm going to read it right quick. Philippians 4:19. One second, y'all. The one I'm looking for, I can never go through and find it like I want to. Let me look it up on the phone. Looking at 4:19. I know Philippians in this Bible, man. I know this is. There we go. Philippians 4:19. But my God shall supply all the needs according to his riches and glory. But I should have known that. But my God shall supply all of my needs. This is provision, and then it's Ephesians 3:16, which says that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might by his spirit in the inner man. So his glory, this is God's glory, guarantees us provision. And then his glory guarantees us strength. Over in Colossians, chapter 1, verse 11. Colossians, strengthened with all might, according to his glorious power, unto all patience and long suffering with joyfulness. With joyfulness. This is what distinguishes the Christian's patience and long suffering from other patience. You know, just plain patience. Because we should have joy along with what we're going through when we're waiting for stuff. While you're waiting, you should wait in patience. Joy, you don't want anybody to know you're waiting for something or you expecting something, and you can't take it out on people looking mean and don't want to speak and all this. Just wait. But have some joy and peace and happiness and stuff with it. But his God's glory guarantees joy. And that's in Isaiah 66, verse 5. His glory guarantees liberty. Chapter 60, verse 1. Rest. God's glory guarantees rest. Isaiah 11, verse 10. God's glory guarantees sanctification. And that's in Exodus chapter 29, verse 43. And God's glory guarantees unity with other believers. That's John chapter 17, verse 22. Excuse me. All of those, God's glory, the glory of God, guarantees us provision, strength, joy, liberty, rest, sanctification, unity with other believers. That's God's love. Yes. So, I just thank and praise God on tonight because we went over all of the names of God in the scriptures. We didn't go through the scriptures, but I did give them to you so you can go back and study them. That's what we need to do. And then we were still talking about God's glory, what his promises and what he guaranteed. So I thank and praise God for it on tonight. I'm not going to prolong the time and keep you on longer. I just thank and praise God. It's just about 8 o'clock, and we got through the rest names, God's names. But we're going to be right back here Sunday afternoon at 3 Central, 3 o'clock Central, 4 o'clock p.m., and we're going to just celebrate Jesus. We're going to go into our worship service. I'm going to probably call some people, ask them to do something for me until my throat is not as bad today, but when I talk a long time, it starts trying to act up. But God know what he's doing. He's been knocking me out and doing everything else. So, but I will get. I'm going to give some people a call to kind of help me in the service on Sunday. But anyway, I'm not going to hold and prolong you. I just thank God for you all staying on with me and studying with me today. I love you all. I'm going to get ready to dismiss. Father, we just thank you for everyone in Radio Land and the ones that's on our radio broadcast. I ask you to cover them now, Father, in the name of Jesus, and encamp your angels all around about they and their families. Lord, I ask you tonight to just bless. Just bless, let them have good rest on tonight, peace in their home and joy. Father, just strengthen them right now where they're weak. Build them up, Father, where they're torn down in the name of Jesus. Just encourage each heart on tonight, each person on tonight in the name of Jesus, and provide for them, Lord. You know what they stand in need of. I'm asking you now to provide for each one of them and keep them covered. Father, we ask you all these things. I ask you all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen and amen. You all are dismissed. I will see you right back here on Sunday. Like I said, I will be calling to ask, people to do stuff so my voice won't get so bad. So you all have a good night. I love you all. Have a good week and a blessed weekend. God bless you. Good night.
Amen. Good night.
Yes. Yeah.